God's grace, his mercy, and his peace always be a blessing to each and every one of you. Amen. The text I have chosen comes out of the gospel lesson, but more importantly, I focus particularly on verses 27 and 28, where Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Here ends the reading of our Lord's word. In the name of our good shepherd, yes indeed, the one who rose from the dead on Easter morn to assure us of everlasting life in heaven. My dear fellow Christian friends, last Sunday we heard Pastor Jennings begin the sermon with a story. I want to do the same thing, but I'm not as good as Pastor Ganey because I have to have something surround me and cover me up, and I need something to hang on to when I preach the sermon. So if you don't mind, I would like to tell you a true story, a World War II true story. It's about a scrawny 15-year-old German boy who was drafted into Hitler's army during the very last days in 1945 of World War II. In fact, this 15-year-old German boy was drafted in the month of February, you see, in 1945. After putting this teenager through a mere 2 weeks of basic training, the Germans sent him off to the front lines, armed with a machine gun and a pistol strapped to his backside. You see, by this time in World War II, the Battle of the Bulge, that famous battle, was long over with. And now the Allied army was marching quickly towards Berlin. I must warn you, these were the most bloody and vicious days of World War II. Well, the day that this 15-year-old finally arrived at the front lines, he found himself right in the middle of a huge attack by the Allies. For two solid days, day and night, mind you, his German unit was being bombarded. Finally, the Allies completely surrounded the Germans, and this scrawny 15-year-old boy and six other Germans jumped into a foxhole for safety. Well, it wasn't long before they were completely surrounded by marching Allied soldiers. And so these Germans decided to throw out their weapons onto the ground and surrender. One by one, the first of three German soldiers threw out their guns and got out of the foxhole, and then they were searched for other weapons, and when they would find none, they were immediately shot. However, the next German to come out of the foxhole was this 15-year-old boy. At this time, this American soldier came up to this boy, and his gun, pistol, was still strapped to his back. At this moment, the boy figured that if those first three soldiers came out of the foxhole with no weapons at all, and then he comes out with a gun strapped to his back, he immediately thought that he was a dead duck. But this American soldier continued to search the boy, his pockets, and that's when he found in his jacket pocket a German New Testament. Immediately, this American soldier grabbed the arms of that young, poor, frightened boy and led him back into the unit to where some other German prisoners were being held. Completely safe now in prison, this American soldier put the boy's New Testament back into his pocket, saluted him, and waved goodbye. Later on, this boy was shipped back to the United States and put in a POW camp in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And for the rest of his life, he wondered, who in the world was that American soldier who treated him so, giving him back his precious New Testament? By now, you're probably asking yourself, how do I know this story to be so true? Well, I do, you see, because this 15-year-old German soldier boy, later on, here in America, became the father of one of our own LCMS pastors. Yes, that German soldier boy later on became a father to Reverend Charles Brandt, one of our Lutheran pastors, and I found all this out by reading a devotion produced by the Lutheran Hour, that radio program. By now, you might be asking why I'm telling you this story today on Good Shepherd Sunday. The answer is very simple. You see, in that devotion, Reverend Charles Brandt said that sometime a few days after his father died, he was looking through his German New Testament. And there he found in the 10th chapter of St. John, verses 27 and 28, those words that I just read to you, heavily underlined. Yes, the words where Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Isn't that an awesome witness to the power of the Christian faith? Let me ask you a question. When that particular American soldier, who was obviously a Christian, searched that scrawny 15-year-old German boy back in 1945 and found in his pocket the New Testament, do you think that when he saved his life, that was mere coincidence? And do you think that it was also mere coincidence that Charles Brandt's father meticulously underlined in his German New Testament where Jesus promises to you and to me, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Indeed, let's remember on this Good Shepherd Sunday, when it comes to God being active in our lives, there are no coincidences. For example, just look at creation. Take a look at our human bodies. You think they're mere coincidences? Things that accidentally happen? If you're lucky? Yeah, right. Well, let's go to our gospel lesson and get the historical background. We see that Jesus was in Jerusalem that day, walking around the temple. And some of his fellow Jews came up to him to speak to him. They demanded from Jesus an honest answer. They didn't want any mumbo-jumbo. Look at verse 24, where it shows exactly how they worded to Jesus their question. "If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Immediately Jesus says, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name, they speak for me." Oh, yes. Jesus indeed gave them a straight answer. However, the problem, you see, with those Jews, his fellow Jews, was Jesus was not the kind of Messiah they were looking for. He was not the kind of Savior they were looking for. They were looking for someone to solve their worldly problems, not their spiritual, eternal problems. Well, now, like we do in our computers every day, let's fast forward 2,000 years to today. What about you and me? Are we interested in this Jesus? Is he the Savior we desperately need? Think again of those words of our gospel lesson. Isn't it interesting that Jesus describes you and me as his sheep, and he is our shepherd? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And no one will snatch them out of my hand, and I will give them eternal life. The question is why did Jesus call himself a shepherd? You would think if after all the miracles of healing he did, healed so many people, that he'd have called himself the good doctor, the great physician. We all know today and understand good doctors, but how many of us have any idea whatsoever what it's like to be a shepherd of sheep? Well, for our sake, let's hear the real shepherd boy back in the Old Testament. Yes, King David. Tell us why this good shepherd is so good. Yes, David knew exactly in his life what it took, what it meant, how hard it was to be a good shepherd. David says in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." You see, as a shepherd himself, David knew exactly how the Lord had led him throughout all the tough times in his life. But the good shepherd just didn't help David with physical needs. David went on and said about spiritual needs, "The Lord restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Oh, yes. You and I can read about when David was in big trouble because of his sins, and the good shepherd came to him with forgiveness, the same forgiveness that he won for all of us on Calvary's cross by dying for the wages of our sins, and then rose again to assure us of everlasting life in heaven. Oh yes, David could so fondly talk about his shepherd, the good shepherd, when he said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." In closing on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let's be sure we remember those precious words of Jesus. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and no one can snatch them out of my hand." What a blessed Easter message we have today from the Good Shepherd. God's blessings to all of you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in our risen and our crucified and risen Lord. Amen.
Amen. We confess the faith.